Okay. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, this is Peter Pecník speaking. I'm Head of Corporate Finance at HB Reavis, and in annual leave absence of Group CFO Marián Hermann, I will walk you through the business update for second quarter 2017, and will address also any questions you might have. Before we start, I say a few technical instructions. To ask questions, you may use a couple of options, either raise your hand on your Cauliflower computer application, or you can press star 2 on your phones, or you can use the chat in the Cauliflower application, and we will try to react to the questions you might have. Second quarter 2017 was exceptional for HB Reavis, mainly in the area of acquisitions, since we have committed our future pipeline in London by purchasing Elizabeth House, also known as One Waterloo, in prominent South Bank location next to the Waterloo station. It is the largest acquisition in monetary terms for HB Reavis in its history, and underscores our commitment and confidence towards the London market. In the area of commercialization, we have signed 15,200 square meters of leases, bringing the year-to-date total volume of leases to 50,000 square meters. In the area of development, we have continued with 12 schemes under construction, of which two are on schedule to be completed this year, namely West Station second phase in Warsaw and 30th Central in London. In the meantime, West Station second phase obtained already occupancy permit. In terms of 30th Central, after its completion, which is scheduled for September, the project will be handed over to Wells Fargo for an exchange of payment. On the front of financing, we have been very successful, and we had a very strong second quarter in this respect, with securing funds for our development and growth, whereby we have raised over 210 million euros, bringing the year-to-date amount to over 380 million euros. And proving that we are able to recycle capital, in the second quarter we have signed a letter of intent for the prospective sale of Gdańsk Business Center C&D in Warsaw. We'll end with the company's current strategy and philosophy of developing unique people-centric spaces that enhance productivity, well-being, and overall experience of those that use them, as well as surrounding communities. We have revealed a new refreshed corporate identity, which is visible from our website, presentations, and other marketing material we use. Now I go to individual areas in more detail. Acquisitions. As mentioned, we have acquired the largest, we have completed the largest acquisition in HB Reavis history in monetary terms, whereby we have acquired a site called One Waterloo in London, in prominent South Bank location next to Waterloo Station. Waterloo Station is actually the busiest railway station in the UK, handling 100 million train passengers annually. The project has planning consent in place, enabling development of almost 88,000 square meters of mixed office and residential scheme, for the projected gross development value of approximately 1.6 billion euros. However, our aim is to optimize the current permit and apply for new consent or re-permit with anticipated start of construction of the new scheme in 2020 and delivery of the project in 2024. On the leasing side, as mentioned, we have signed the leases of 15,200 square meters, including renewals, in the second quarter, with annual passing rent stemming out of these leases of approximately 1.6 million euros. The biggest tenants which we have signed up with in the second quarter were Merck in West Station second phase in Warsaw, Union Insurance Company for our Slovak project CBC 1 and 2, and Energotechnica Trading for our Twin City Tower project in Bratislava. Despite that, the number of contracted leases might appear low when we compare it to previous quarters, we are currently working on some large leases contracts for our projects under development, which will likely materialize in the upcoming quarters. One such example is, for example, is a lease contract for a hotel in Warsaw complex, where we have signed the LOI earlier this month, which is a significant achievement because it encompasses approximately 19,500 square meters. Financing. During second quarter, we have drawn down total amount of 211.6 million euros in new external debt financing, which brings total year-to-date amount to 381.3 million euros. Out of this, as mentioned, 211.6 million were drawn down in the second quarter, and out of those, bank financing represented 191.6 million, an additional 20 million were raised from debt capital markets. Reverting to this, we have successfully issued third tranche out of Slovak bond program of bonds with 5-year tenor and annual coupon of 3.35 in the amount of 20 million, bringing the total year-to-date amount. Year-to-date means as of 30th of June 2017, raised from capital markets to 32 million. Despite that, it might appear that we have significantly increased our indebtedness, it is worth to note that at the end of 2016, our net debt leverage was in the mid of our target, basically at 17.4%, and we were increasing the leverage from there. In addition, there is an intention to deconsolidate C-Rave fund from HBRI's balance sheet as of mid-2017, that itself contains asset leverage more than the average of the group. And in a nutshell, we will remain within our financial policies terms at the end of 2017. On completions and developments, we continue to run and construct 12 development schemes with about 460,000 square meters of GLA under construction or demolition across four countries. Namely, this is Warsaw Place, consisting of three buildings, Warsaw 1, Warsaw 2, and Warsaw Tower, and West Station 2 in Warsaw, which I mentioned actually was already achieved occupancy permit. And Twin City Tower, Nivi Tower, and Stanica Nivi in Bratislava, Slovakia. Three projects in London, 32 Central, 20 Farringdon, and Cooper and Sawark, and Agora Hub and Agora Tower in Budapest. Estimated future gross development value of these projects amounts to around 2.2 billion euros. As mentioned, two of these projects under development shall be completed in third quarter. In case of West Station, it already happened that we achieved occupancy permit, and for 36 Central, it is expected for September, so next month. In terms of divestments, we have entered into exclusive negotiation for prospective sale of Gdańsk's business center building C and D, so the second phase in Warsaw, consisting of 52,500 square meters of GLA by signing letter of intent with a reputable investor. So this is from my side. Of course, I welcome any questions you might have. And as I said, you can use a couple of options by raising your hands or use chat or pressing star 2 on your phones. Mr. Apanel, please put your question.
Hello, I would ask, could you give us more in details about this new London project? I don't know, whatever you can give.
Okay, thank you. Yes, sure. We have acquired One Waterloo, or Elizabeth House in South Bank in second quarter this year, namely in May this year. The project is currently generating up to £6 million of income. It is obviously not an A-class office building, but it's basically fully occupied because the tenants are enjoying fairly low rent considering the location where they are sitting. And despite these rents are rolled over on a relatively short-term basis, tenants are hungry to stay there. We have acquired the scheme with existing planning consent in place, and basically we would be able to start construction almost right away. However, we are currently working on and exploring what we have started already in the due diligence phase on re-permitting the scheme to achieve probably better design as well as better parameters for the project. And that's why we are saying that we plan to start construction of this hopefully new consented scheme in 2020 and deliver the project in 2024. These are our fairly conservative assumptions. And of course, if we are able to shorten the timings I stated, the better for us.
What do you want to change in the permit?
Of course, this is subject to our discussions with authorities, but we want to enlarge the massing to some extent. We would like to also remove the resi part of the scheme, and this is what we are working currently on.
And could you tell something about the price you paid for this project in terms of yield or maybe, I don't know, average?
Well, of course, we are bound by confidentiality statements in the agreement. I can refer to what was published in the press. The price has been up to £250 million of pounds. That has been what the press referred to. But we cannot quote the precise price.
Okay, thank you very much.
Welcome. Again, if you want to ask further questions, you can raise your hand on your computers or press star 2 on your phones. Mr. Apanel?
Do you plan an emission of debt, of bonds?
Can you repeat the question once again?
Do you plan a new bond, anything, issue?
Yeah, okay. As you might know, I mean, we have two ongoing bond programs which were established for Slovak and Polish market. Already in the third quarter, we have been conducting a second tranche from the Polish bond program, which we have also published in the media, that we have issued 220 million of zloty. What was not so much published is that as part of this operation, basically, or a related operation, was that we have used our call option on our first bond issue, which we have done in Poland in 2013, and we are redeeming the bonds from the market. And basically, the completion of this early redemption from the market will be completed by the end of August, because there were two tranches issued. These were secured by the plot at Chmielna, and obviously we need this collateral for financing purposes of this project, which is currently under construction. So this has happened already in the third quarter, and we definitely plan to continue tapping the market out of these two programs. But at the moment, I mean, no particular transactions are ongoing. But I mean, as you might know, the beauty of the bond program is that we can tap the market on timing, and we can issue the bonds within a couple of weeks. So this is our plan, and we certainly plan to issue some tranche by the end of the year. Out of Polish program, we still have available 180 million Polish zloty, and out of Slovak program, we have available 37 million euros.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. I see that please on our system that there are no further questions. So thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, for your attention. And we are looking forward for the next meeting or call with you. Thank you again, and have a nice day. Bye-bye.